You're listening to SBS News.
The Morrison government called on a former Labor Prime Minister to promote the message that the COVID-19 vaccine is safe. Julia Gillard joined Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt and Department of Health Secretary Brendan Murphy as they received the AstraZeneca vaccine at a Melbourne clinic.
Me being here today is a visible representation that no matter what side of politics you barrack for, no matter who you intend to vote for, there is a united message, and that united message is please get the vaccine.
Ms Gillard urged Australians to get their information from reliable sources, such as the Australian government or health providers, and not rely on social media.
Those people on social media are not the ones to look to when you're trying to work out what to do about the vaccine. You do need to be looking at the health lines, like the Australian government information, and make sure that what you're getting is from scientists, not social media influencers.
2 weeks ago, Prime Minister Scott Morrison and Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, were among the first to be vaccinated with the Pfizer jab. The former Chief Medical Officer, Brendan Murphy, insisted the AstraZeneca vaccine is just as effective as the Pfizer one.
I mean, they're both top-notch vaccines. This AstraZeneca vaccine that we've all had today, and it didn't hurt me either, this is going to be our workhorse because this is the vaccine that we're making here in Australia, and we'll be rolling out a lot of this vaccine in coming weeks, and most of the Australian population will get this. Some have got Pfizer and many will continue to get Pfizer, but there's nothing to distinguish between the two of them. They are both really, really good vaccines. The challenge for us is to get the vaccine uptake as great as possible and as quickly as possible.
Health Minister Greg Hunt hopes more than 4,500 general practice clinics will participate in the next phase of the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. Elderly Australians and those with underlying conditions will be the first priority when Phase 1B begins on the 22nd of March, with more than 1,000 GP clinics initially involved. But the Australian Medical Association's national president, Dr. Omar Khorshid, says the deadline of the end of October to vaccinate all Australians is not realistic.
There's only 1 million doses a week being produced, and if you do the simple maths, it's pretty hard to get everybody through their two doses 3 months apart by the end of October. But at the end of the day, we've got time. We've done an extraordinary job here in Australia at protecting our population. Our borders will remain shut until the government feels it's safe to open them. And that means that we can roll this vaccination program out carefully at the appropriate pace. There's no rush.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus.